Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Sabbath. I am Miss Jackie, and I will be telling you our children's story for today. The title of our story is called The Sick Servant. Let's see what is it about. Not all soldiers are cruel men. There was a Roman army officer who had a servant who became very ill. It seemed that he was going to die. Now this centurion loved his men. He was also kind to the Jewish people. He had built them a synagogue in which to worship. So he asked the Jews to go to Jesus and ask him if he would come and heal his servant. Now he's asking a big deal because he's a soldier. And you know, they're not known for good things. But they came to Capernaum and said, "Please, come. He is a good man. He loves our nation," said the Jews. So Jesus went with them. But as he came near to the house, some friends of the centurion met him. They told him, "Our master says, do not trouble yourself. I am not fit for you to come to my home. That is why I did not come myself to see you. I believe that if you just give the command, my servant will be healed. You see, when I say to my servants, do this or do that, they do. I believe that you only need to say the word, and my servant will live." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This is wonderful. Here is a Roman soldier who has more faith than the people of Israel." Look how Jesus took this. There are going to be many people throughout the world who will come into my kingdom, while there are those from this nation who will be driven out into outer darkness forever. How sad for them. To the centurion's friends, he said this, "Go back to the house. What you have asked has been done, for you have believed in me." Those who had been sent returned and found that the sick servant, what do you think happened? Was now completely well. Just by saying, "Go back. It is done." Isn't that great? Now Jesus performed the miracle without even having to touch this person or see this person or just have any type of interaction with these people. Now, that's pretty amazing. You see, we need to have faith as this Roman soldier did. He had such faith that even though he thought he was not worthy of Jesus to come to his home, he actually got Jesus to understand that he believed in him because he knew that he was the Son of God. Now, if we want miracles to happen in our lives, we also have to think about this. We need to have faith and believe that God will do it. And he will do anything we ask him to do as long as it's on his will and was best for us, in that we have faith as this Roman soldier did. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's story. Now, I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's story, and we ask you that you keep us in your mind as we always ask you to do things for us, but help us to understand that with faith in you, we can accomplish more than we think, because as we believe in you, you believe in us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. I hope you stay safe. See you next time.